Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. Today we'll cover a few items discussed at this week's council meeting, including some updates on the ongoing emergency medical services discussion and council's support of a community-wide sustainable tourism plan. We'll also share some amazing opportunities for community engagement. There's a new program called the Community Planning Lab for county residents to enroll in, and we'll also have some information about open houses that are on the calendar for Phase 2 of public input on the Rail Trail Corridor project.
All right, let's kick it off with some info about the Community Planning Lab. It's a course designed for Summit County residents, community leaders, business owners, and other community stakeholders who want to be more engaged in and better understand processes that drive local planning and land use policy discussions.
And this is a 10-week course from mid-January to April. The course will have a hybrid format to meet in person or via Google Classroom. Planning Lab activities include presentations from experts in the planning and land use policy fields, field trips, and project work.
So participants will come away with an understanding of how planning helps shape our cities and towns, and how engagement and participation in local affairs develop community.
And if you're interested in joining the Summit County Community Planning Lab, which is hosted by the county's Community Development Department, you can let us know by filling out a brief survey at bit.ly/scplanninglab or simply visit summitcounty.org/engage for more details on the lab and a link to the survey to sign up if you'd like to participate.
The next round of opportunities for community engagement for the Rail Trail Corridor project is upon us. The Rail Trail Corridor project is a 30-mile arts, culture, recreation, and tourism corridor being designed to cultivate a strong sense of community and offer opportunities for both resource protection and economic revitalization along the historic Union Pacific Rail Trail.
And there are a few ways to get involved for this second round of feedback and input, which will run through January 2023 and offer the Community Development Department more specific information from the community, ensuring that the plan for the rail trail corridor accurately represents the community's goals.
So here are the dates for the open houses. The first one will take place on Thursday, November 3rd from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Basin Recreation Offices, and those are across from Trailside Elementary School. The second open house will take place on Monday, November 7th from 5 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m., and that's going to be at the Ledges Event Center in Colville. So the same information is going to be presented at both open houses, and the planning department's providing these two options for people to be able to attend so we can ensure access to the maximum number of people to give their feedback on the rail trail.
If you're interested in participating in a focus group for this project, you can fill out a short survey at summitcounty.org/engage.
All right, now let's shift gears to recap this week's council meeting. Since 2020, the county has been engaged with mayors and fire districts throughout Summit County in a conversation about emergency medical services and where we want to go with this service in the future. At this week's council meeting, all three fire district chiefs came to the table to discuss this topic.
Here's a few key takeaways from the meeting. Moving forward, the county is conducting a study with a third-party consultant called SafeTech Solutions, and their research will help the county make data-based decisions about EMS operations, system structure and governance, and budget. The study will involve an extensive stakeholder interview process and public engagement, as well as an in-depth financial analysis to better understand the community's expectations for level of service and what they are willing to pay for these services, while also taking into account the county's population, demographics, geography, and best practices. This study is on track to finish in May of 2023, when the consultant will present short, mid, and long-term recommendations to County Council.
We encourage the public to attend and provide input on this topic at various open houses at the end of October. A public meeting will be held in each area of the county. North Summit, which is in Colville, South Summit will be held in Camas, and in the Park City Snyderville Basin area, it'll be held in Quinge Junction. So stay tuned here on the podcast, on social media, and on our website for more information about dates, times, and locations.
And the bottom line is that no decisions about changing EMS service or operations were made at Wednesday's meeting. Park City Fire District will continue to operate EMS countywide at this time, responding to calls in North Summit and South Summit and Park City as they have for the last decade. And moving on to the Sustainable Tourism Plan, Council also heard from Jennifer Wesselhoff, President and CEO of the Park City Chamber of Commerce, and they ultimately approved a proclamation that demonstrates Summit County's commitment to being stewards of the Sustainable Tourism Plan. Several members of the Summit County leadership team and staff participated in the Stewardship Council and other parts of the process that shaped the Sustainable Tourism Plan, including Councilmember Roger Armstrong, former County Manager Tom Fisher, Economic Development and Housing Director Jeff Jones, Basin Rec Director Dana Jones, Community Development Director Pat Putt, and Sustainability Manager Emily Quinton. And there are several objectives to this plan, which you can learn more about by visiting visitparkcity.com/sustainabletourismplan.
During this week's council meeting, the Senior Citizen Services Department made some amendments to their code, all of which were passed at this week's council meeting. The most notable was that the age requirement for participation in the senior centers changed from 55 years old to 60 years old.
And we want to point out that if you are under 60 but have a spouse or partner who meets the age requirement, you can still participate with them. To clarify, the action taken this week does not mean the increase has been adopted. On December 14th, the district will hold a public hearing at 6 p.m. as part of the Summit County Council meeting on the proposed property tax increase. A second public hearing will be held afterwards on the district's proposed 2023 budgets. Following each of these public hearings, the County Council can choose to adopt resolutions accepting the tax increase and the 2023 budgets.
And a final quick update that Council approved Basin Recreation's plans to increase 2023 taxes by nearly 20%. According to Basin Recreation Director Dana Jones, the purpose of the increase is to fund additional positions, keep up with the rising cost of goods and services, and maintain assets such as equipment and prepare for future capital replacement needs. So you can stay tuned on all opportunities for public engagement on this topic at summitcounty.org/engage.
And that's all the news we have for this week. Have a great weekend and tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.